that what is lame may not be dislocated. It ain't going to get worse, but so it can be healed. Boy, touch somebody right now and tell them, be healed. Amen. That's it. Yes, that's it. You ain't touch somebody. Even if you got to turn around, touch somebody. Somebody in front of you. Tell them, be healed. Because some of us, you don't even know you're sick. Be healed from this bitterness. Look what he says. Look what he says. He says, so that you may not be dislocated, but be healed. Look what he says, and we're going to come back to this one. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. We're going to come back to that. I know y'all got some of y'all from the holiness church in here. You want me to stay right there. But we'll go to verse number 15. Look what he says. He says, looking carefully or diligently, lest any one of you fall short of what? The grace or favor of God, which means you can fall short of what God wants to do for you. Watch this, he says, lest you fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of what? Lest any root of bitterness. Root that just stuck out to me. Root of bitterness. Root of bitterness. Watch this. Root of bitterness. You know something about roots? You can't see roots. Because roots don't dwell on top of the surface. But roots dwell underneath the surface, and they supply the fuel and the nourishment for that which is above the surface. Which means there's some things that we see that we understand that the only reason that this is here is because there's a root somewhere. And God is saying, no, you can't begin to attack the fruit. You got to start attacking the root. Because when you get to the root of the problem, the fruit of it is going to die. See, and this is what happens. See, bitterness is a root that manifests. The other day, my mom's birthday, was in Baton Rouge. We was taking her out to eat for the birthday. And so she went to Bible study. She called and said, all right, Dennis, go to the restaurant. This is the restaurant I want to go to. I want you to show up there. Tell them we're going to have a guest of 16 people. We need a table. I had never been to the restaurant before. I found the restaurant. I got there early before my mom and them got out of Bible study and came over. And so I told the people, I said, look, we got 16 people. They said, okay. They didn't take reservations. They said, you know, sir, it's going to be at least an hour before we can seat you. And I'm like, cool. You know, I'm looking. Everybody, you know, no chairs. I don't see no chairs open. So I go back outside. I tell some of my family members. I say, okay, they say it's going to be at least an hour. They just went off. It's going to be an hour. See, that's what I'm talking about. These white folks, every time we come over here, these white folks don't want to see us. We going somewhere else. We going somewhere else because every time, and I'm sitting here, I'm like, well, you know, it ain't like they got tables wide open and they just don't want to sit us because we black. You understand? But what happened is, see, when I begin to think about this, the Lord began to tell me, well, think about what generation they grew up in. See, I didn't grow up in a generation where I'll go to a restaurant and people won't serve me. I never had that experience before, but there's been some of you who lived through that. There's been some of you who know what it's like to be discriminated against. And so when you are injured and you're not properly healed, then certain things begin to manifest because that root of bitterness is still down in your spirit. Pastor Abel's preaching real good. And so sometimes you'll react to certain things and it ain't even like that, but because bitterness is there. See, bitterness can cause you to be cynical, pessimistic, and it can produce, watch this, if you're not careful, bitterness can produce negative faith. Where you got more confidence that the negative is going to happen than you have God kind of confidence that God is going to make a way. And people do this all the time when they've been injured. And there's some of y'all in this room, you've been injured. I know you have, and I'm not trying to be insensitive. But baby, you got to recover from bitterness because bitterness will rob you of the rest of your years. Bitterness will rob you of joy. Bitterness will rob you of positive energy. Bitterness will begin to rob you of the favor of God that he wants to place on your life. See, there are people right now that's been through some horrible marriages. And now all they say is, man, marriage don't work, man. I wouldn't get married, man, please. You can't trust them. Don't do it. Don't do it. See, now you want to blanket everybody. You know, you had one church hurt, and now all the church is bad. You had one pastor that probably slipped up and did some things he wasn't supposed to do. Now all pastors bad. Why? Because you got to be careful. Look what he says. He says, you got to carefully look. You gotta be on watch because the devil will look at that. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right now. There's somebody who will take the hand you have and win with it. Did you get that? No, you got to stop blaming other people. No, sometimes you got to say, no, I'm going to win with the hand that I'm dealt. I don't know, see, some of y'all ain't spent time in the union playing spades, but there's sometimes when you don't have a hand, but you just got to play it. You got to say, some kind of way, my partner is going to come through for us this game, because I ain't got nothing, partner. I don't even have a face card. And there's some of you, God is saying, you got to just play your hand, because you don't know what your partner has. And I want to let you know who your partner is. Your partner is Jesus Christ. And he going to take the hand you have and win with it. But see, if you don't watch it, bitterness will cause you to give up before it's time. See, there's somebody right now that'll take your circumstances and they'll work that thing. There's somebody right now saying, if that's all I had to deal with, if that's all I had to worry about is about that, man, that there's somebody that'll take that woman you got and they'll work her. I'm talking about that'll be the best thing since sliced bread in their life. You got to make sure, because bitterness produces a fruit of complaining, and you got to watch what you start complaining about. Because somebody, if they had your job, that'll be the best thing. They will shout all over this church if they had a job making what you are making. If they had somebody to lay in the bed with them at night, I know they ain't perfect, but if they had somebody, they would rejoice till God comes back. But bitterness. Let me show you. Keep reading. Watch with this. I'll show you. The Bible says, watch this. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, causing what? Y'all ain't reading your Bible. What is it going to cause? What's it going to cause, church? Let the church say trouble. That whenever bitterness is planted, it's always going to cause trouble. Amen. Watch this. He starts listing the trouble. He says, lest any root of bitterness spring up, cause trouble. And by this, many become defiled. He's talking to Hebrews now. He's talking to people of faith. Many people fall out the faith because of bitterness. That many people, watch this, many people fall out of faith in God because of bitterness. Because of something that somebody did to you. And now you're bitter. Let me tell you, you can be bitter in three ways. Number one, you can be bitter towards God. Yes, you can. And there's some of you right now, I know it wouldn't dare come out of your mouth, but you're bitter towards the Lord. Because you're saying, God, how did that happen to me? There's some people that's bitter towards the Lord. I wasn't finished loving my mama. And now she done went home and been with the Lord, to be with the Lord. You remember the story when Lazarus died, that his sister Mary came up to Jesus, threw a finger in the face, said, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Now, I know we throw stones at Mary, but there's some of us that do the same thing. They say, God, if you would have been looking out for me, I wouldn't have got laid off. I've been giving my tithe. I've been coming to Bible study. Why has this happened to me? You got to watch carefully. Unless we'll become bitter towards God. And when you become bitter towards God, now you can't even receive what God has for you to receive. Amen. You become bitter towards God. See, now even though you still come to church, and you still serve, and you still come to Bible study, you could still be bitter towards God. Because you think, watch this, that life didn't turn out the way you wanted it to. That God didn't show up when you wanted him to show up. And let me help you. I ain't trying to be insensitive, but God don't have to show up when you want him to show up. Because whenever he show up, he's on time. Amen. Secondly, we not only could be bitter towards God, we could be bitter towards other people. Now this one is going to hurt. Stay still. See, when we have been harmed or think we have been wrong, bitterness sets in and never allows us to walk in forgiveness. This is what you say. This is what we say. We say, well, I can forgive them, but I ain't forgetting. See, I'm not forgetting. They shouldn't have did it. Now you're carrying that around. You don't even know. You ain't home in them. Because they done went on. They in another city, with another family, with another whatever, and you still, watch this, you still have this cloud hanging over your life because you won't forget about it. Amen. Let me tell you something. Forgetting about it ain't for them. Forgetting about it is for you. I was reading this article. This was so deep. I was reading this article yesterday, and it was telling me about boys who are molested. And boys who are molested, many of them have a high proclivity to have homosexual behaviors. And it was saying that they found in this study that the individuals who were molested and was able to forgive and didn't allow the bitterness of that action, of that harm, to settle in them, they didn't have any homosexual tendencies. But the ones, watch this, the ones who recovered from the event but kept the bitterness on the end, they were still sour in their spirit about it, those were the ones that started acting out in homosexual behavior. Because watch this, bitterness is the root, but the fruit manifests in different kind of ways. See, this is why you have to get in a position now where you can forgive. There's some of you right now, you don't trust men. Because it was a light-skinned brother that did it to me. That's why I don't like light-skinned people. And some of y'all sisters know that. You right now, you don't care for light-skinned brothers because the first brother that broke your heart was light-skinned. Now, all of us who are light-skinned got to pay for it. But what if God wanted to bless you through a light-skinned man? And now you got the root of bitterness that you don't trust nothing that light-skinned people say. As if the devil only operates in one skin complexion. Now you just setting yourself up for the dark-skinned brother to misuse you because you don't trust nothing light-skinned people say. See, we as Christians cannot afford the luxury to hold on to resentment and unforgiveness, because sooner or later it's going to become the root of other problems in our lives, and it's going to choke the life that's in us. See, number three, we can be bitter towards ourselves. See, when you cannot forgive yourself. See, and when you cannot forgive yourself, now you think that you're not even deserving of God's love. Because now what I'm going through is punishment for how bad I've been. Can I tell you something? There's nothing that you can do that surprises God. I'm trying to help somebody in here today. That there's nothing. The Bible says, what can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus? Don't you know, baby, God did it all. The work was finished when Jesus died on Calvary's cross. You don't need to be walking around in self-pity, but you need to forgive yourself because God has already forgiven you. And there's some of us, we can't go any further because we can't even see ourselves the right way because we won't even forgive ourselves or with the wrong that we've done. There is nothing that you can do that surprises God. He knows us, and he sent his son to correct all of our insufficiencies. See, the inability to forgive yourself will allow you to walk around thinking that we don't even deserve to be blessed. See, now I'm battling some of those type of spirits. As I'm teaching this teaching on favor, there's some people that hear this, but they're not receiving it in their heart. Because in their mind, they're carrying around bitterness towards themselves. They're saying, man, I messed up here. I had a baby out of wedlock. I had this happen. I had an abortion. I did that. No, God can't possibly bless me. And I want to let you know, I want to pull that root out of you today and let you know God is crazy about you. That if you were the only person on earth, God would have still sent Jesus to save you, and he know everything about you. Hallelujah. That's how I know he loved me, y'all, because after he looked at everything and examined my life, I'm not just talking about my present and my past, but even my future faults. He says, I still want you. I'm still crazy about you. I still want to bless you. And see, you have to see yourself like God sees you and not allow bitterness to rob you of that. Touch your neighbor and say, God wants to bless you. Bitterness spring up, the Bible says, and it causes trouble. Watch what kind of trouble it causes. Because look what he says. He says, looking carefully lest any one of you fall short of the grace of God. You got your Bible open? Yes, sir. Lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Watch verse 16. Lest there be any fornicator. Watch this. He then went from bitterness now to your sexual activity. Because now your bitterness can cause you to make some bad decisions. You not seeing yourself like you're supposed to see yourself can cause you to be promiscuous. Can cause you to now devalue the vessel of God that he has given unto you. Do you see that? He says, now this bitterness falls all over into your sexual life. He goes on, or profane person, lest there be any fornicator or profane person. He says, it deals with your sex life and what comes out of your mouth. You're just so profane. Now you just say anything. You talk about anybody and it don't even bother you. Why? Because the root of bitterness is down on the inside of you and the fruit of it is coming out of your mouth. See, what's in the heart abundantly will come out the mouth eventually. He says, lest there be any profane or fornicator or profane person like Esau. Watch this. He pulls Esau out because Esau became bitter. And watch what happened. Read this in Genesis, the story of Jacob and Esau. Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. He was so bitter that he exchanged the promise of God for temporary satisfaction. That now bitterness can cause you to make some bad decisions. Bitterness can cause you to give up on your eternal promise to take something that's temporary. That's why he says you got to watch this bitterness. That when injury happens to you, you got to watch that because you can get impatient with God. And that's what happened to Esau. Esau said, God is taking too long. What in the world, this salvation or this promise that I have from God, it don't do me no good right now because I'm struggling right now. And because you bitter about your condition or about your situation, you give up on God and now you start living for the moment. That's what happened to Esau. Esau gave up this birthright that he didn't know that God was going to bless him, but it was just going to take a little time for that thing to turn around. And I'm telling somebody in here today, God wants to bless you, but it's going to take time for that thing to turn around. Don't you get bitter and impatient that God is going to work this thing out for you. It's just going to take a little time. And I understand we live in a society now of people that don't like to wait, but God is saying he want to bless you so bad, but you got to hold on to it until it blesses. You got to be like Jacob, because see, Esau gave it up, but Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. See, you got to know what bitterness can cause you to do. Bitterness can cause you to walk away from some things that's going to bless you later. He says, Esau, for one morsel, for one little cup of soup, he gave up on God. And see, this is why, if we don't know that God wants to bless us, that God wants to bring you through that hurting situation, we'll give up what God has promised us for something that God wanted to give us in abundance. God, you missed that. We'll give up what God has promised us just to have something that's temporary, but you don't even know God wants you to have that in abundance.